Okay, we are going.
All right, I'd like to call to order the Thursday, November 3rd, 2022 meeting of the Historic District Commission. It's a special meeting. And I'll start with the roll call. David Hill.
Here.
David Nedwiedick.
Here.
Murray Gates.
Here.
Linda Stedman.
Here.
Andrew Martinez, Secretary. I am here. And let the record show that Shantia Anderhagen and Richard Youngkin have recused themselves from this meeting.
Well, they're absent from the meeting, so they technically don't have to recuse themselves. But were they here, they would have
to recuse themselves. All right. So there are no minutes to approve, so we're going to move ahead to new business. We have an exterior alteration application for the South County History Center and 2636 Kingstown Road, followed by routine maintenance application for the same site.
Erica, why don't you go ahead and start? We'll take these one at a time, just to make sure the record is clear. So why don't we start with the exterior alteration application for the air conditioner?
Yeah, so we are installing new HVAC, or new HVAC system for a portion of the building. And it will require a second compressor unit, or heat pump, actually it's a heat pump, to be placed outside next to the existing piece of equipment. It's behind a stone wall, up on the hill, back in the corner, really not visible at all from the street. We're going to mitigate any ground disturbance, just in case there's any kind of archaeological anything going on there. And the other exterior change is actually removing an electrical service line that's going currently from the basement up to the attic. And so we're going to remove that and run the wiring through the building instead. So the specs, for the unit, it's going to be, similar to the size of what we have there now.
Erica, is it like 4 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet?
Something like that, yeah.
Specifications were all laid out in this August 22nd letter.
And this is an added unit, not a replacement unit.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So he's servicing a separate building. So we'll be using the same, conduit is the right word. However, things are getting from the inside out currently, we'll use the same exact paths so that there won't be any additional cuts into the stone or anything like that.
What, was it a cost consideration that you couldn't just do a swap and have a larger unit?
So part of it's cost, part of it is that right now we have, everything's on one zone, and if you've been in the building before, there are about, there's six or seven levels to the building. So the funding that we receive from the National Endowment for Humanities will allow us to split the upper cell block off and create much stricter climate control in that area for archival materials. Starting with that, and hopefully in the future we'll have the funding to do the house, but we're focusing on the collection storage for now.
And the requirement for dual zone wouldn't allow you to have a single heat pump?
Not of the size that we would need. So, yeah, it's...
Everybody's trying to get educated on heat pumps and
how
they can solve all of our heat problems.
Heat and cool at the same time.
Yeah.
So this is one unit.
Yes, so just one unit.
One zone, one unit for the entire.
Well, right now that's what we have. Okay. So with this additional equipment, we would be adding a second zone.
Just out of curiosity, where the funds raised, the resources for. Was that the sole purpose of the funds raised, or were the competing projects? Or?
So this is all part of a really big project. So there's funding from National Endowment for the Humanities, the Champlin Foundation, the 1772 Foundation, the town itself, to kind of overhaul the building to make it work better for archival collections, and so, and also to make it more environmentally and fiscally sustainable for the organization to operate. So it's everything from the roof down to the basement, you know, trying to keep pests out and, you know, make sure there are no leaks, improve the HVAC, improve the building envelope. We're expanding storage space within the building itself. So it's a very big multi-year project, probably about $300,000 all in.
Has there been any degradation of the collections?
No.
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 But anticipated degradation.
No, we don't. What do
you, to get climate control to preserve.
Yeah. So we have climate control right now.
Yeah.
And so we want to have better climate control.
Got it.
And the other thing is that because everything's on one zone, and we have a boiler, which is our largest expense other than staff. Spend about $12,000 a year on heating oil. So hopefully we'll be able to bring that down too.
There was one reference to the ridge vent in the letter that came back from Jeff.
Yes.
And that's out of scope for what you're doing right here.
Yes. Yeah. So we're also working on having the roof replaced, which has been funded by Champlin, the town, and a state preservation grant, and so that we're working on right now, the how we're going to do the venting.
So we'll see you again next quarter.
Yeah, at some point.
Eric, I have a question for you. Is this the angle looking at, is it back here someplace?
Yeah, it's right behind, it's under this kind of,
okay.
It's behind that downspout.
So that would be the view from the church parking lot.
The church parking lot, right. From the front, you wouldn't see anything at all, pretty much.
No, and even on the side, there are hedges that come in like this, at the kind of, as you're walking into, it's like a garden area.
Evergreen
hedges? Yeah, yeah, some kind of, you know, and so really, you wouldn't see it unless you are going back there to look for it.
And you won't see it at all from the street because of the elevation. Because you're actually in like a 3 or 4 foot gully in the street going by the place. So you would have to be able to look up over the parking lot and down into the other side of the wall. So it's not going to happen.
Any other comments or questions for Eric?
So there is a draft motion that is appended to the end of the staff memorandum. You're free to talk about that, throw it out and start new, add on to it, or adopt it as written. Whatever you want to do, I want to reinforce that all it is a draft for you guys to work from, so that we make sure that our motion touches all the bases that it needs to touch.
And the only thing I see missing, unless my eyes are failing me, was Rich's request last time we met to reference the standards that are in question.
So if you look at condition of approval B,
they're in there.
It includes a reference to section 1, standard 19, for service areas and mechanical equipment.
I would like to make a motion to approve the conditions of approval.
The
application of the County History Center?
What I would ask that you do is actually read the motion text before the table. If you're okay with the findings of fact and conditions of approval, you could just reference findings of fact 1 through 5 and conditions of approval A through E. If you want to add any other conditions of approval, you're free to do so. I would point out that In the past, we've put a time limit on these permits just to ensure that they get done and we keep track of them.
This is an ongoing project. And you were going to...
But we're just talking about HVAC.
Right. And you said that was, you were going to get that started.
Yeah, like...
Immediately.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the goal is to have it done by the end of the year.
3 months, 6 months? We wouldn't even need that long.
Yeah, I mean, it's really up to you.
Do what you think is best. If I,
all right.
I would have no problem giving them up to 12 months.
Yeah.
It's just for our record keeping to make sure we can check back on this and make sure that it's done and cleared out.
Okay. I will make a motion to approve the application for the exterior alteration at 2636 Kingstown Road, the South County History Center. The approval with the findings of facts 1-5 and conditions of approval A through E, citing this standard section 1, standard 19. Of the preservation and rehabilitation structures, service areas, and mechanical equipment, with a expiration for the work to be completed within 12 months.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Second.
All right, yeah, we need a second.
Second, second for the motion.
Murray's got the second.
We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The
motion
passes. So now we'll move on to application B, the routine maintenance application, 2636 Kingstown Road, South County History Center. This involves the routine maintenance of windows and exterior masonry. Erica, would you like to talk us through this?
Yeah, so... sort of back up a little bit. So again, this is all part of this much bigger project, which includes a lot of interior work as well that's outside of the HDC's jurisdiction. So you're kind of seeing like bits and pieces of the project as a whole. Because the project is funded by the National Endowment for the Humanities, in part, we had to have Section 106 approval by the State Historic Preservation Commission for the project, and so that's already gone through. And then for portions of the project that have state funding attached to them, the State Preservation Commission will be more actively engaged also in those parts of the process as it goes forward, so just to give you a heads up. So this is it's kind of all that try to seal up the building envelope part of the project. So we have, I'm going to go from the bottom up actually. So we have some exterior mortar joints that are showing some decay. The building was repointed only like 15 years ago, I think. So it's really pretty minimal, but my understanding from the contractor that has taken a look at it is really up kind of near the eaves, the roof line. So it's not really visible from the ground, but we want to take care of it while we're taking care of everything else. So so that would be, you know, repairing, you know, or repointing as needed with in kind to match the existing conditions. Next, we have a broken granite sill. Some of you may remember a couple of years ago, we had to actually replace a granite sill that had broken in half. It's on the rear portion of the building. It's the cell block, so it has the bars going into it. This one we believe we can just repair. There's no water damage from it, and so we want to try to repair it instead of replacing the whole thing.
Do you know, is it a shifting of the building? Is it freezing and thawing?
Freezing and thawing. So the problem is the the bars are go into the stone, and so then there's the gaps around the bars, and then they're just breaking right in half at that spot.
Old stonemason trick. To
break. Right. Yes.
What kind of material do you use to do that if you're going to repair the granite?
So our contractor suggested two different options. It's kind of one of those they're not going to totally know until they go to look at it, and they think it either would be an epoxy or the LimeWorks. It's an injection grout. So I think it just depends a little bit how bad the break is when they get up into repair it. So it's a little hard to tell right now. Like, we can see it from inside, but we just don't really know until we start.
How wide is the piece of granite, the window base, like 3 or 4 feet?
Probably, yeah.
And how big is the crack area that would be?
It's the width of the window.
Oh, it's the width.
The width of the window itself.
So all along the bar line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you look at the picture... this picture here, you can see the bars going right here, and it just cracked all the way across.
Yeah.
So we're also talking with our new mason friends, which are important given our building, about what can we do to try to prevent this from happening on all of the other windows, because they are all going to have the same challenge. So they'd like to try to stop it from happening.
Have they talked to you a little about, in terms of if they epoxy it or whatever they use, trying to match the color of what's there already, or how they want to go about that?
Yeah, so you wouldn't see it because it'd be going from above.
Okay.
And so it wouldn't be visible at all from the street level, or really probably from anywhere.
Even from the window?
Yeah, if you're standing in the, looking down, you might see something, but... the other thing is that whatever they'll be using is something that is reversible. So if, hopefully 50 years from now it lasts that long, there's, some better thing to do, they would be able to do it.
It makes you wonder why just this one failed and the others haven't.
Well, so one did fail completely, and we had that full sill. The whole sill had to be cut out and replaced, which involved cutting bars, and it was a very, very intense and scary project. So we're trying to, it was one of those where we thought, we got that one done, and then we saw, oh man, this other one's having similar problems. So it makes sense though. Like you said, it's an old. That's how they split stone, same thing. So.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you, that you have to worry about it being reversible, because if I think it fails, your only other option is going
to
be
to replace it.
To do that all over.
Yeah.
This is sort of a last-ditch effort to save what you have.
Yeah, and hopefully it will work.
Would you want to reword this to repair or replace?
No, we don't have the budget to replace it at this point. That would be quite expensive. So that's the granite sill. With that granite sill, you can see also there is some damage to the window frame and the window sash. So there's a little bit of damage to the window frame and window sash. We don't think it's anything too crazy, but we want to ask for approval to make any repairs that need to be made in advance, just in case. So that's part of the windows that will be restored. So going up to number two. Restoration of a 6/6 cell block window frame. Now that one is the frame. So for, I'm sorry, I'm like, okay, sorry, the wording, it just didn't include everything. So it's a restoration of a 6/6 window frame. It's in the lower cell block. The problem with that particular frame is that it's separated from the stone, so you actually see daylight through right now. And so the frame itself needs some work, and then there will be patching of the stone mortar and matching existing conditions, but to close the hole.
Is that this one?
Yep. Yeah.
They've shown where it's actually pulling away, and I guess you've puttied in there to pull the gap temporarily.
That is duct tape.
Or duct tape.
It's good. Working. For now, but yeah, you can see, so there's like plaster damage, and so all of that will be fixed, and then but you, again, it's one of those, you won't really see anything from the outside except, you know, maybe some of the repointing from the outside to fill that hole.
And we don't have jurisdiction over what she does on the inside anyway. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and you wouldn't see that. You can't see that window frame either, so because it's behind the grade.
Is this property listed only as a contributing resource, or is it individually listed?
No, it's just a contributing resource, yeah. And actually, I should mention, all the windows are replacement windows. They're all aluminum 1990s replacement.
All the windows are?
All of them, which I don't know how that happened.
That slipped through.
Wow. Why that happened, but it did. So they're all aluminum track. Replacement windows.
This guy right here is? That's aluminum.
Well, the
aluminum clad.
Aluminum clad,
yeah.
And then wooden sash.
So you probably have a much better resource than I could offer, but I've done a lot of work on sashes from the 18th century windows using two-part resin and two-part putty that you can sand down and actually shape the muttons, but that's not going to help if it's aluminum clad on the outside.
Yeah, so. I think they just didn't invest in super great windows, and again, I don't know why they replaced all of them.
Wow. But you're not proposing to replace any of these. You're going to restore and refinish them.
Yeah, we'd like to just repair them in kind, so we're not buying new sash. Just same thing, you know, just using what we have.
And you mentioned it's 2 to 4, so it's just a matter of budget, how much you can afford.
Yeah, so we've identified a number of windows that have, you know, a couple of, you know, that are kind of the priority pieces, and then some that are not as, you know, the things we could do ourselves if we need to do. So these are, you know, so we've got, you know, 4 that are between the 2, the 1 with the granite sill, the 1 that's separating from the stone, and then there's 2 others that have some sort of, you can see some rotting. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, we're looking at hopefully just making some minor, you know, reglazing, you know, small repairs just to try to maintain more than anything.
Can you tell us which windows you're talking about of the 6?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they were identified anywhere in the materials you got.
Yeah, so I'll show you based on the photos. So the schematic of the building. So has everyone been in the building before?
It's been a while, but I've been there, yeah.
Okay. So, if you go into the front entryway, the original kitchen is now our gift shop, and so that window requires some reglazing, but nothing, that's kind of a minor. That cell 103, which is presently my office, but turning into an archival storage space, that is the one with the rotted windowsill. And so part of the reason that it's rotted is because they drilled a hole through to put the Ethernet cord through. So actually the Ethernet in my office runs outside and then back inside. It's really cute. So we're getting rid of that. This cell 105 is the cell that has the granite sill that's broken. And so that's where the repair will be, and then any necessary repairs to the window frame itself, which we hope will be minimal. And then if you look at the schematic for the basement level, it's the window, when you go into the lower cell block and you go to the right, it's this first window right here, and that's the one that you can see daylight through. So, and that one you actually can't, it's behind the rear porch steps, so you can't really see it at all, which is probably how we missed that it was happening in the first place. So,
do you have a reference for that one as well? Cell number?
No, it's just this, it's just the lower cell block here.
I'm keeping track of them, Marie. Okay, so that's four.
So that's four. So yeah. Those are the priority ones.
Those are the priority.
Yeah. So if there is extra funding left, I doubt there will be, but if there was and there were other windows that needed like minor reglazing or things like that, we would give those windows attention, but we're not anticipating any other major, you know, restoration work to be okay. done. Just trying to keep up with it.
Yeah. I mean, given that they are aluminum clad on the exterior, it sounds like most of the restoration work you're talking about is interior anyway.
Yep. Okay. Yes, you really, and the exterior windows, everything was repainted just a couple of years ago, so you're really not going to see anything from the outside in terms of what we're doing.
So mostly mortar that might...
Yeah, you would see from the outside.
Yes, yeah, okay. All right.
Well, it seems to be fitting together with a new heat pump and HVAC and just fix the leaks and seal it up.
Yep.
So to understand your mason's ability to be able to match the joint color and texture, is that something, how did he prove that to you? Did he show you some references where he's done it before?
So that part of the project is actually going to be partially under state jurisdiction, so we have to do a formal bid process for that, so the state has to approve, the State Preservation Commission has to approve our RFP, and then we have to get at least, I think, three bids. And each bid requires that they demonstrate experience working with historic structures. So, and then the state will also review and approve the part.
Oh, wow. You've got a couple gauntlets to go through. Mm.
Yes.
So, any additional comments or questions for Erica? Okay, is someone ready with a motion? Or?
So again, there's a draft motion. If you just, you can, if you're interested in accepting what I've written, you can just read the initial paragraph and then quote, you know, reference findings of fact 1 through 5 and conditions of approval A through E by reference. If you, again, in addition to the existing conditions of approval, if you want to set a deadline for completion or make any other specifications regarding the masonry work or the window work, you could put it in there.
So do we have a motion? Okay. So regarding the motion to do routine maintenance on windows and exterior masonry for the South County History Center, 2636 Kingstown Road, I move that we take into account the application submitted and discussed on November 3rd. With findings of facts 1 through 5 and conditions of approval A through E, and that we put a timeline for completion of 12 months on this application. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate
you
having an extra meeting.
Thanks for being an excellent steward of the building.
Yes.
If anyone wants to come help clean the attic out.
and if you haven't been and seen the collections or whatnot that you know that the HVAC is going to contribute to, and the other efforts to tighten the building up, I would suggest that you make arrangements to go over and take a look, because they do have quite a significant collection of materials over there that are important to preserve. So,
Thank you.
It's great to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you all.
Nice to meet you.
So, there being no old business, no correspondence, any updates from the staff?
I think everybody saw, I know David commented about the email about the Rodman Cemetery. There was no quick way to identify an owner, so it would be grunt work going back through the land evidence records trying to figure out who that is. From what I could find out, that parcel was not cut out of a larger parcel anytime recently, so it has been a standalone parcel for a decent period of time. And the aerial images that we have of it, it doesn't appear that it's been allowed to deteriorate over a long period of time. Somebody's been out there cleaning it up. It's just that if you let it go through a spring growing season and into the summer and into the fall, it's going to get overrun like any other parcel would. That being said, I understand the conversation that was had the other night about setting up some form of regular maintenance is probably worthy of continuing to discuss and see if there's a solution about that. So that's all I really have to report since our meeting last week.
Okay. Could I suggest that we push it to a January discussion?
Well, I didn't automatically put it on the December agenda because I knew you were not going to be here, Murray. So I was planning on January or later.
Okay.
Anyway, if January works for you and you're back for January, I'll plan on putting it on January.
And David, if you truly want to look at it tomorrow, I'll try to reach Mr. Tibbetts tomorrow morning.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I'm headed down to St. Pete. But when I get back, or anytime, tomorrow, okay. Over the weekend, when
get
I get
your
back.
Number before we leave.
Okay. Excellent. I think the other issue was the timeliness of having it presentable for 300th anniversary viewing or events.
I think we're probably not talking before next spring. You know, I would expect that if they're going to do anything involving the cemeteries, it would be once we get into some nicer weather. I do know the events are going to start at the first of the year and go all year long. But
I think they're planning an August event, so I think there's plenty of time to get it done. In fact, there's a cemeteries group, it's actually state chartered, a cemeteries commission, which goes around and does exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. They'll select one or two cemeteries in the springtime, and they'll get volunteers to go ahead and clean them. So that might be a good opportunity, at least for this next go-round, if we're not able to put something permanent in place for it to get cleaned up.
Yeah.
So there are options.
Does Roland
take care of it at all? I mean, just what's his perspective?
He says he would.
Yeah.
But he'll do it when somebody asks him. And if nobody asks him, it probably just doesn't get done. But I think the will is there.
I can ask him. Well, he can say no. That's what he can do on a regular basis.
Also, the right of way.
Yeah.
Is
it Timpson?
Timpson. Yeah. Yeah. The right of way is not clear. The right of way you'll never get through.
Oh.
But you can go through his property. His property is very easily to access it. It's just not actually on the right of way that's marked on the map.
Right.
The right of way straddles that property line.
Right.
It's like all on Timpson at the beginning, and then all on the other property at the other end.
And it's dense, and it's got a huge mound of earth that prevents you from actually traveling right away.
And by looking at the Timpson property records, I did actually find a reference to that right of way, and it specifically says that it's subject to a right of way for the family.
Right.
So it's not a general public.
The Rodman family.
But as Murray said, it doesn't appear to be passable where the right of way is, but the Timpson property is wide open.
Right.
So.
Cool.
Okay.
That's it.
So our next meeting is Wednesday, December 2nd.
I have one thing I want to add.
7th. Sorry.
I did follow up with Abby from the GAF project she's working on, because I told her that I would send her photographs. I sent her a number of photographs on email. Did not hear back. I didn't know whether that was something that indicated she didn't get it, or if you're talking to somebody, just ask if she ever got the pictures.
Okay. I'll talk to Carol Baker tomorrow morning.
Great. That's it.
All right. So the meeting is adjourned.
Wonderful.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Phillies.
Well, yeah. They can't be no hit two games in a row.